Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing no contact rule, limited contact. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.datemetips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing no contact rule, limited contact. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, most people that you will find online will suggest that you implement the no contact rule. I also agree with this principle, although I must suggest that you use my version of a no contact rule. There are many different versions of a no contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version will give you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back if you have been dumped. So I suggest that you subscribe to my channel, make sure you ring that bell for notifications, and check out the many podcasts that I've done on the subject of my version of the no contact rule. So I'm not going to be going in depth on my version of a no contact rule right now in today's podcast, because as you could tell by the title, we are actually going to be discussing limited contact, which is a slight variant of my version of a no contact rule. And this is to be implemented when a full no contact isn't possible. So there are a few different reasons as for why this might be the case, but we're going to be focusing on the two main ones today. And that is that you have children with your former partner or that you work together. So in these instances, as you can tell, it's going to be basically impossible to implement my version of a no contact rule without you even understanding the full ins and outs and the nitty gritty of my version of a rule. You can tell by the title, no contact rule, it suggests that the main portion of a rule is no contact. And if you have children together, then of course, there are going to be times where you have to interact because of the children. If you work together, then of course, you can tell that you will not be able to avoid each other when you're at the workplace. Otherwise, you won't be able to be doing your job properly. So if you have children together, it's very important to make sure that you are the best parent you can be to your child. And that doesn't just mean when you are with the child, but it also means in the way that you respect your former partner, the now dumper, with you being the dumpee. Because you've got to understand that it is not the child's fault that all of this has taken place. You must understand that the child will feel like they are in the middle of this. You know, they're not choosing who's right and who's wrong. They're not looking at all of the finer details. They just see two people who are their parents who are now no longer together, and they're going to be going through a very tough time. The last thing that they want to be hearing is you and your ex arguing or you speaking badly of your ex or vice versa. So it's very, very important that you are the best dad that you can be, that you are the best mum that you can be, you know, that you are the best parent that you can be to your child. And this, as I've said, it's not just about in how you interact with your child, but it's also showing respect to your former partner. Because whether or not your child is in earshot of any potential disagreement or argument you might be having post-breakup, you know, there's a very good chance they might hear this and you hear about this from your partner or by some other means, and you just don't want that. So focus on being the best parent you can. Now, if we quickly switch to the other main possibility of when you want to use limited contact, that is when you're working together. And if you're working together, you want to make sure that you are holding down your job and that you are progressing as far up the business, the company, the job as you can and as you want to. And you're not going to be able to do this if you are refusing to do certain elements of a job because you're having to interact with your ex. And you also don't want to be making your ex feel awkward so that they can't implement their job sufficiently and efficiently, because that's not fair. You know, If there's any type of problem between you and your ex whilst you're working together, this could mean that you or your ex lose your job, okay? And that would be a disaster for both of you. That is not what you want. So you need to be making sure that when you're working together, you are being respectful, but you are always keeping things on point. Okay, so when you're in the workplace, if you're having to interact, make sure you keep things on point to the job. Don't start talking about the breakup whilst you are working. Make sure you are coming across as happy, carefree and fun and also professional. It's got to be all about the job. Now, if we go back once more to if you have children together, once again, you've got to keep things on point. So if you have to contact your ex regarding your child, or if you have to see your ex when you pick your child up, or if you have to see your ex because they are coming to pick their and your child up, you know, they're picking the child up to take away with them for a while, whichever the situation is, you've got to make sure that when you're interacting, you're keeping things on point, you're keeping things about the child. Again, be happy, be carefree, be fun, be positive. Do not start talking about the breakup. Talk about the plans for the child and how things are in that realm. You know, you just want to be keeping things on point. So you're probably thinking, well, this limited contact, you know, it's going to be very, very difficult for me to create intrigue and interest from my ex to me. You know, if I'm seeing them kind of regularly still, How on earth can I grow that level of romantic emotional attraction? How can I develop feelings in my ex? Because they're not going to be missing me, because they're seeing from me, they're seeing me and they're hearing from me quite regularly. What can I do? Well, you actually have a unique opportunity when you're using limited contact rather than a full no contact. And that is that you have the necessity to see and interact with your ex. Whereas somebody who's using a full version of no contact, they don't have that necessity. They don't have that reason and therefore they can't. You have an opportunity. So although on one hand, you don't have the possibility of using space to grow intrigue and interest and grow in romantic emotional attraction that way, you have a different way of doing that with limited contact. And that is because you have to interact. And in most instances, that is going to be, you know, face-to-face contact. You can do certain things to increase your chances of growing romantic emotional attraction. First of all, always make sure you have fantastic personal hygiene. Okay, it goes without saying, you've always got to be absolutely on point with this. Fantastic personal hygiene. And linking on with this, you've always got to be looking your best. Even if it's with you're working with each other and you're wearing maybe a kind of like a uniform which isn't particularly attractive, you might think, you can still make yourself look the best you can. If you have hair, you know, the way you do your hair. If you wear makeup, the way you do your makeup. Even if you don't have hair, even if you don't wear makeup, you know, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, it doesn't really matter on this. You can be making sure you look your best. Just look fresh, just look healthy. If you're making sure that you are exercising, if you're making sure that you're eating healthy, if you're making sure that you are removing bad substances from your life and that you're getting enough sufficient sleep, all of these things will mean that you are living a healthier life, and therefore the byproduct of that is you will look more attractive anyway. You will just have that natural attractive glow of a healthy person. So you can just do that. Even if you're wearing a work uniform, there's not much you can do. You can make sure you are looking more attractive. Now, if it isn't to do with work, if it's because you have children together, maybe you are going to pick up your child from your ex, maybe your ex is going to pick up your child from you, then you are seeing each other face-to-face in a non-work environment. You can obviously use that to your advantage by dressing in a way which is really attractive. You know, maybe get some new, smart-fitted clothes. Make an effort with your appearance. That is what I'm getting across. You have this opportunity to physically attract your ex, and they will be able to notice that you're making improvements to your life by the way you look, by the way you look healthier. And if you get chance to showcase new styles in clothes, in hair, in makeup, if you know, in jewelry, whatever you wear, okay? Now, you don't want to make it too obvious. You don't want to be going completely over the top. Don't be dressing up as if you're about to go on a night out if it's just, you know, like a Monday morning or something. But you can be making yourself look good. And if you have the finances to get some new clothes, give yourself a bit of a fresh look, a bit of a makeover. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, it's just as important. Then, you know, you need to be using this to your advantage. You're seeing your ex one-on-one, you're seeing your ex face-to-face. Use this to your advantage. So, you're going to be keeping things on point, okay? So you're speaking about your child or you're speaking about your job. And the reason why you're doing this is because you need to be using as much no contact as possible. And that is basically you're not bothering your ex about the breakup. That is the main thing that you want to be taking from this. Keep things on point when you're speaking. However, please pay attention to what your ex is saying. Because if your ex isn't keeping things on point, you have the chance to grow this conversation. So whereas you are making sure that you're only speaking about work, or you might be kind of just saying, you know, it's a nice day, isn't it? You know, keeping very basic terminology in conversation. If your ex starts to take the conversation in a different direction, you can grow this. So if you are dropping your kid off back at your ex, if you are speaking to your ex whilst you're working with each other and you're keeping things on point, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, so do you have any nice plans for the weekend? Okay, you can grow this conversation, you know, answer that question and then make sure you ask them one back, you know, develop the conversation. Now, you want to be making sure that you are coming across as somebody who is pushing forward with their life. So the best way to do this is to legitimately do it. You don't really want to be having to lie. You really want to be having plans. So make sure you're starting to fill your schedule, but just be aware that if they ask something like this and you have got something to say, you know, you'll be sounding even more interesting. So you want to be speaking to them in a way which intrigues them. So they say, oh, have you got any nice plans for the weekend? Oh, yeah, I have. I'm going to be going out for the day. Okay, and say it like that. And then that gives them the opportunity, if they want, say, all right, oh, well, where are you going out for the day? You know, grow the conversation. And then because they've asked you a question off point, you can ask them one off point. Maybe you just fire the same question back. You start to grow the connection like this in a way which is very subtle and not obvious, always making sure that they are doing the work in this instance. You don't want to be putting on any pressure. You don't want to be doing anything which makes it look like you are doing the chasing. That is absolutely a bad idea, okay? No chasing. Just remember that you're using limited contact, which is a version of the no contact rule. And therefore, you shouldn't be going off point unless your ex takes you down that route. As you grow this conversation and this communication over weeks, months, it may be, just look for the subtle signs, okay? And you've always been wanting to make sure that the key, the thing you're absolutely looking for, is that your ex makes it completely obvious that they are now interested in you again. Now, this might be something that they actually do in text. It probably won't be face to face. You might find that they start texting you a little bit more off point, okay? And therefore, you can grow things that way. If you were really feeling that your ex is finding you very interesting and intriguing and really showing you a lot of attraction, at the right moment, you can ask if they would like to meet up sometime, you know, and it's not going to be to do with work or to do with your child, in a date-related scenario. You wouldn't want to call it a date per se. You might want to just say something along the lines of, well, I'm just wondering, you know, if you're free in a couple of weekends, would you like to go out and do something? You know, just keep it really chilled, but please make sure you don't jump the gun here. You've really got to be sure that you've had enough communication from your ex to showcase their interest. That would mean various times they have taken things off point and that the communication is growing and that they are giving you compliments and that they are really showing a high level of interest. Don't be doing this straight away. But if you misjudge this, you'll be going straight back to square one. You'll be going straight back to the beginning and they will be looking at you with a little bit more caution than they were before. If you jump the gun and say, oh, do you want to go out? Then they'll be thinking, oh gosh, you know, they've misjudged me just wishing them a nice weekend. And, you know, I'm going to be very, very careful in the future in how I speak with them. And you'll have to start all over. So please be careful. But that is what you want to be doing. You want to be watching out for these subtle changes in communication style. So just to go over the points again, make sure that you always keep things on point and on topic. Make sure you have fantastic personal hygiene. Make sure you give yourself a fresh, newly attractive look. living a healthy life to really enforce that. And then as you move forward, watch out for your ex trying to take things off point. And after your ex has done this a number of times, with you growing the communication from these moments, you can then feel when it's sufficient, when there's enough been put in from your ex, you can then offer a suggestion of whether they would like to meet up sometime. So if you feel that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach. Giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site. Giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love, ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now. Thank you.